Welcome to another episode of the Way Shamanism Podcast. I'm Jessica, your host, and in these episodes, I take you on a journey into the world of shamanism, spiritual battle, healing, journeying, and so much more. Come journey with me.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrase and right back to back.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. I am so glad you're here. I just had a spontaneous idea to talk a little bit about the magic of this work and the miracles that can happen and that I am astounded by every day since I've been doing this. Because I get questions often like, what are my criteria for a miracle, or what do I count as a miracle? What do I mean when I talk about magic? Because I don't do magic. I don't do any kind of witchcraft. I do journeying, and miracles are created by God, Creator, Source. And before we get into all of it, I just had the most beautiful confirmation when I was deciding, shall I just record this episode right now? From a very dear client of mine who writes, "Hey Jessica, I'm writing you with much confusion, ... Friday, May 5, I started experiencing a toothache. It was a tooth that's been giving me an issue and was fixed over a year ago. Even after the old filling was removed, cleaned out, and a new one was put in, it always had a dull ache, and on Friday the pain became excruciating and I called two dentists to get me in for an emergency. Neither of them got back to me, so to handle the pain, I chose to listen to Theta Beats and I tried to journey and visualize my guides and the archangels doing spiritual surgery on my tooth. I woke up this morning in no pain. I had an egg with toast for breakfast and I was able to chew on that area, and I'm torn between waiting for the pain to come back and celebrating this miracle. Why I feel this way is because she's traveling and she's concerned about the pain coming back, etc." So how funny that just at the second that I would start to record this, I get this message. And she is torn between waiting for the pain to come back and celebrating this miracle, she says. And there's quite a bit in this email that we can kind of deconstruct together. So first of all, get your old fillings removed, because often they contain mercury and this can cause depression and a whole host of diseases in the body. Always remember that when we make ourselves dependent on GPs, dentists, surgeons, we cannot be in a sovereign place. We cannot be in our full autonomy spiritually and physically. So even if you do need to see, you know, GPs, dentists, of course we all do at some point, make sure that you're not dependent. Make sure that you are healing things at the root, so that what you are doing or going in for is really for the mechanical things that we cannot do with our consciousness, that are very much physical and that are maintenance. So she went into a journey. She is in the Way Circle and called in her guides to do a spiritual surgery on herself. The type of thing that I do with clients all the time, and they experience instant healing miracles because of this. She also mentions that she chose to go to listen to Theta Beats. So Theta Beats, you can just go on Spotify and find free binaural Theta Beats. And these I use as, let's say, more of an updated version of shamanic drumming. You can also listen to shamanic drumming if you want to try and journey yourself. But what Theta Beats do is bring us into the theta state. So this is a state that we go into right before we fall asleep usually. And this is where we become, I don't want to say lucid, that's not the exact right word, but we tap into the spirit realm very easily. And we get messages from our higher self. We basically go into the spirit realm. But what happens most of the time is that we will fall asleep and forget everything that happened in that realm. So what we practice by virtue of journeying is our brain learns how to go back and forth from theta into delta and pull everything that happens in that spirit realm into the conscious awareness, so that you don't forget and you actually integrate it and you learn how to be conscious in the theta space and move around there and navigate the shamanic realm. These are all the things that we learn in the circle. And what's really funny is that inventors, scientists like Newton, you name it, they would all have their tricks to go into the theta space and pull let's say, these eureka moments and inventions and insights from that space. There is this concept of, let's say, artistic ideas, creative ideas, inventions, kind of being up in the ether in the collective, and lots of people pulling from that at the same time. I forget the name for this. This also has to do with other beings giving us insights into the collective through certain people. At certain times, it gets a little bit complex. I don't want to deviate too much. But when we go into the theta space, we can pull really any insight or experience, especially when it comes to our own other lives, into the conscious awareness right now. And people like Newton, for example, they would have this trick where they would grab a fistful of marbles and they would sit on a chair holding their hand with the marbles over a tin plate, and they would sink into the theta state. And the moment that they would actually fall asleep, they would drop the marbles, they would hit the tin plate, they would wake up from the sound, and then they would pull all of their insights into their conscious mind and just write them down on paper. So there are many different ways in which people have used this innate ability that we have. So when it comes to slipping from journeys into psychic surgeries, spiritual surgeries, connections with our guides and with angels, like my student here did herself. And I've had many students heal themselves from cancer to very bad case of COVID, for example, you name it, they've done it. And we have this experience in this life and this body in what we perceive as this moment. But as a being, on the quantum level, we have many simultaneous existences going on. This is what people often perceive as past lives. But you can see all of these selves, these parts of you, as different spokes on a wheel that are all happening at the same time. And you, your conscious awareness is right now in the center. So all of these lives, all of these spokes on this wheel that you're in the center of, they have their own experiences, their own karma. And everything that we do in the center of this wheel affects all the lives on the spokes. So when we use journeying to go into that space, to overcome karma, to do healing, we actually have very important parts of ourselves on a quantum level, spiritually, come online and heal. And we heal that karma in all the lives. So this is why it is so important to do work that is not just kind of an energy leak, or it's just so much more. I don't understand why anyone would not want to do it, because it is just so incredibly powerful. And you see how all the parts of you are interconnected multidimensionally. And we can actually do work that not only affects all the parts of ourselves, but also in the collective. Because I was just writing a post today, and if you love learning about all the miracles that my clients and students are experiencing, and my apprentices as well, I very often just screenshot, share their messages anonymously. This is kind of a thing that we do on my Instagram. And when I remember to, I will post them, always anonymously. But I can hardly keep up with them, because what we perceive to be impossible miracles, they just become constant. So when you start journeying, what you see is that your bottom line just gets higher and higher and higher. I got into doing this work because I needed a miracle. I was so sick that I couldn't do anything, and I had tried everything else, so I just needed a miracle. And this is, unfortunately, the point, or fortunately, the point where people start to discover energy work and journeying and alternative, more energetic modes of healing. And so did I, because I come from, as you know, a scientific, totally atheist family. And everything that I do now would have just been seen as complete BS. Now, my family members have also started to experience miracles because I journeyed for them. But these are, to me, moments, experiences that just defy logic and cannot be described any other way, because they are things that are like rewards, like beautiful gifts that can only come from God or source or creator or angels or guides, because in the worldly realm, there was no way for it to happen or for this to even exist. And this is what happened when I cured my own illness, or like a family member that had a very severe fear of driving, for example, and also in other areas of life, that because of the journey just instantly shifted. And this is what we also read in the email just now, that we often don't allow ourselves to really rest and just celebrate the fact that this is a gift and it can be very easy and it can be instant. And when we don't believe that, like most people in society, what we just do is work and work on this hamster wheel and this rat race for very little reward, because we limit ourselves in our own belief system in the physical. And this is why I have my Instagram account. This is why I share so many screenshots and stories. It's because I want to show you that there is an abundance of instant miracles out there. And no one is exempt from this, because this specific student is not the most active one in the way circle. We have everyone from, you know, daily experienced apprentices of mine who are now in the circle where we journey together, but also people who kind of dip in and out and only really start journeying when there is a very, very urgent miracle needed, because our dentist filled us. But when we can really embrace that the impossible is possible, that we as humans, as spiritual beings, we are capable of anything and everything. And this is what I'm also going to teach in my spiritual battle training that's upcoming. Again, if you are not on the waitlist, make sure that you are. If you want to join, maybe you're listening to this, I don't know, 2 years from now, and you want to do this, send me an email, depending on what my practice looks like then and if I'm still doing it. But what we need to know is what our rights and authorities are on a spiritual level. And we are meant, we have the rights, and we have the responsibility to perform miracles in our own life and in each other's lives. And this is why I teach this. And this is the only reason that I do this, because if miracles and those rewards were not possible, why do this? There is absolutely no point. So if you would like to read a plethora of different testimonials, unsolicited testimonials and messages that I receive where people describe their own miracles, head over to my Instagram page, because I have multiple highlights with hundreds of messages each that you can just go through and celebrate and feel into as if they were your own experience, because 99% of these people have zero experience. And what you see is that when you practice, and I see this in my students who practice more regularly, so they've been in the way circle for a while, they have gone on to become an apprentice. Now some of them have their own practice, so they're journeying a lot, is that first maybe you are in dire straits, you're in an urgent situation, you're in so much pain, you need a miracle, it happens. Or maybe it's something more mundane. I just had a student recently tell me an incredible miracle that happened when she was young, when she was on the toilet. So know that these moments, these miracles, they happen in the most mundane daily situations. And it's not always angels and unicorns, but very often it is angels and unicorns. But miracles can be financial. Like, I have some testimonies of apprentices on here, just conversations with them, where they describe how the moment that they decided to become an apprentice, the abundance just followed. And this is something that I obviously don't advertise, but it happens over and over again, where they will have the funds just arrive in their bank account through some random family member or maybe a tax refund or something completely unexpected, and the number will be the exact investment that they needed. Four miracles can be, and these are my favorite ones, because the financial stuff and the weight loss and all of the things that we think are going to make us extremely happy, they're so incredibly easy once you do energetic work that it becomes totally uninteresting. But the angelic beings, when they come in, or when you have a family member in their angelic form come in and visit, those are my favorite miracles. And very often, they don't necessarily even happen in journeys, because they happen by virtue of you journeying, but not limited to the time that you spend journeying. And what I mean by that is, through all the specific practices that I teach, you learn how to build a muscle. You learn how to hone your abilities to activate your third eye, which just happens by virtue of you practicing. And even if you have journeys sometimes where you're not experiencing miracles, you're just maybe getting to know your energy field. By virtue of you being in that space, your two brain hemispheres are firing off all of these neural pathways and rebuilding the connection with each other. And your third eye, which is in the center, starts to activate, and it starts to receive so much more beyond the journey from your higher self, from your multidimensional spirit family, from your guides. And that just starts to snowball to the point where it integrates with every part of your waking life, your mundane daily life, especially your dreams when you're sleeping, because you go through the theta state into the dream space where you're automatically more open. And we have fewer barriers in the form of our limiting thoughts. Thoughts like, miracles don't happen, everything is just coincidence. When you start journeying, prepare to completely lose your entire notion of any form of coincidence whatsoever. It just doesn't exist. And when you often start to look at synchronicities and miracles that happen, you can just statistically deduct that they are absolutely impossible. So if you look at you coming into a certain specific sum of money, for example, if it's, let's say, a five-figure number, it is statistically like 0.00001% that it would be that number. Or something that just is physically impossible, like you instantly healing from something that you've been struggling with your whole life. We need to get used to the fact that healing and experiencing miracles is a daily thing. And when you do it more often, you just journey more often, you put yourself in that space, your brain and your body start to catch up, because this is a natural state of being. You already know how to do this. So when you are in that space, your body, your brain is like, oh yeah. And it starts to grow and it starts to increase those connections. So during your sleep, while you're at work, the craziest things just start to happen that you cannot have any other way of explaining. And maybe it just happens once or twice or three times. And as you go on in your practice, and maybe you're a year into it, it starts to become a weekly thing and then a daily thing. And then you're at a point where you go a day without something really, really special and completely logic-defying happens, and you're like, hey, I didn't get my miracle today. What's up with that? So your bottom line just increases to the point where you get used to it. And I love receiving messages like this daily. It's just so incredibly exciting. And it's very hard to believe that now I lived a life where that wasn't the case, and where I was really suffering with many, many things that just took me one or maybe a few journeys to release. Well, when you start journeying, you learn, you remember how to do it. And because the spirit realm is infinite and vast and way more expansive and also way more high energy than the physical realm, when it starts to seep in and bleed through, it really stands out. So it just gives you excitement, happiness, bliss, amazement. And if there's some deep, deep karma that needs to be released, like I have slipped into a few past life or like simultaneous life regressions where I re-experienced a very deep trauma, it's very cathartic. And what's such a blessing about it is you're not experiencing the drama of it. Well, let me think about how to word this, because it's extremely intense. It is like you're experiencing it, but there is a certain form of detachment where as you're experiencing it and crying, like in my case, I slipped into a past life where my trust was being betrayed on like a shattering level. And in this body, in this life, while I was journeying and I slipped into it, I started crying hysterically. My husband came running into the door, like, what happened? And like, poor guy. But I just experienced a deep release that just felt like warm and loving and soft at the same time, because there was so much healing taking place inside of me on so many levels. And the most beautiful thing is that it affects your life, your relationships instantly. You don't get triggered by things that would usually trigger you. And you're just like, huh, that's interesting. Like this weekend, we just moved to Boston. It was our first weekend here. My parents flew in for my birthday, which was really, really special. And being able to see family more was one of the main reasons why we moved, among many other things. But I was so busy. I had so much work to catch up on. But just making the space to only be with them is so important to me. And what I noticed is that after 5 days, I didn't experience one trigger or one irritation even. And I was like, huh, that's never happened before. That's really interesting. And that's not just a testament to my inner work, also to theirs. And would I constitute that a miracle? Yeah, kind of. But it was something really mundane that I just kind of realized. But had you asked me 10 years ago if that was possible? No, probably not even for a half hour. Those are just the little things that start to happen. But then there are the really explosive psychedelic experiences that, let's face it, we're all here for, and you don't need plant medicine to experience them at all. And having your excruciating toothache go away is also pretty awesome. Because when you are in the journey space and you start to learn how to navigate it, which I teach the tools for to empower you, it just gives you access to any part of yourself, to heavenly realms, to instant healings, to simultaneous past, future lives. And by virtue of you doing this, this is the most important thing, is you put yourself on a better timeline. Timelines, outcomes are not fixed. We just have all of these different timelines based on our level of consciousness. And when you do this work, you start to rapidly increase your wholeness, your sovereignty, your energy levels. Your ascension process basically accelerates to the point that you put yourself on a timeline of just constant miracles and abundance. And it doesn't mean that life is going to be really amazing and easy. No, of course not, because we are still here to overcome karma. You're just going to do it on a different level. And you're going to be enjoying a very elevated, much better quality, like standard of life and happiness and health in the meantime. And these magical experiences, once you just have a consistent practice, they start to happen spontaneously. And that is also how you know that they're real. They start to happen because you are at a state of consciousness where you are ready, and not because you're pushing and pushing and desperately trying to have some spiritual experience. So this is why it's really the most effective way, and also the most honest way, because it's not me telling you what your guides and your energy field look like. Of course, I facilitate this kind of healing in one-off journeys, but when you are in the circle, they start to come organically from your own connection with source, God creator and your own higher self, and not because of some psychic's insight or their work for you. So that's where you get undeniable proof of your own ability. So this is why it's the most honest and also the most empowering way, I feel, to do any type of spiritual work and definitely to experience miracles. And then on top of it, it helps us to release trauma and toxic karmic patterns. So journeying is everything. It's the most profound tool for self-development, expansion, ascension, abundance, all of it. Guys, I apologize. I just realized that there is something off with the sound. I hope it's not too distracting, and I will try and get it right for next time. I wish you all many miracles, much magic. If you are not in the way circle, make sure that you are on the wait list so that you get notified when the next round of enrollment opens. You can do that by just sending me an email to hello@thewayshamanism.com. If you have a testimony, maybe you have journeyed with me that you want to share, I always love hearing them. And I want to make this a space of celebration, but also really knowing that it's not really a privilege. Of course, it's a blessing to experience this kind of magic, but people who don't believe in miracles being possible have probably never really needed one. And also, they're missing out. So don't base your own standard of life on what you see around you, because it's more representative of hell on earth than heaven on earth at this stage. And we're here to change that. I love you all, and I will see you in the next episode.